Grandpa was not born a slave. Her father was a free man, the son of a free man. He had skill, too. His fingers could fly over the pots of tile and find just the right color, and he'd know just what size and shape it needed to be, and he could tap just so on the tile, and the right piece would chip off, and he'd set it in the mortar. It all looked like dots of color to Bilha, watching him as a little girl. But when the day's work was done and he picked her up and carried her away, she'd look back over his shoulder, and all the little bits of colored tile would suddenly be something. A horse, a lion, two men fighting, a beautiful woman, all made out of little bits of tile that had looked like nothing at all up close. It was a miracle to Bilha. Her father worked miracles every day, for hours and hours, working too close to see the picture he was making, and yet it was always there. He never made a mistake. He was the best at such work in all of Byblos, Bilha heard a man say that once, and she believed it. Best in Byblos. And if that was so, then he must be best in all the world, because didn't the ships come over the sea from Egypt and all the islands? Why would they come to Byblos except that Byblos had the best of everything? Mama wasn't born a free woman like Papa. She was a slave in a rich man's house, and a young one when Papa met her. She told Bilha the story many times. "I so young that nobody laying a hand on me yet, but your Papa, he come to the house of my master, and my master say, 'You make a picture here, you make a picture there, how much you want me to pay?' And your Papa, he say, 'I just want one thing. I want that little Hittite girl you got there.' And my master, he say, 'She too young.' And Papa say, 'You give me her, I set her free. And she get old enough, I marry with her.' And then he do his most beautiful work. And I think I see my own face in it 3 time. And when he finish, my old master come to him and say, 'Well, you take her, because you give her to me 3 time in these pictures. So I give you 1, I make a profit.' And your Papa take me away and put me in his mama house, and he say, 'This girl be my wife someday. You teach her, Mama.' And his mama teach me like she my own mama, and now I talk fine like this, and I a free woman, and you grow up free all your life." That was the promise of Bilha's childhood. Then Mama died giving birth to a baby boy, who died the next day. And that's when Bilha started going to her father's work with him. Every day, learning more and more how to help him. And then at home, they cooked together and ate together, and she talked about everything, and he answered her questions. And he often told her, "Someday, my beautiful girl, all the boys in Byblos will come to me saying, 'I don't want a picture. I want that little girl of yours.' And I'll say, 'You can't have her. She's my little girl forever.'"